Our gospel reading today is a familiar one, one of the most beloved stories in all of Scripture, the Peter walking on the water to meet Jesus on the Sea of Galilee. But I think sometimes we can become so familiar with a passage of Scripture that we tend to hear it and we think what we've always thought about this. And, you know, on the surface, it seems like it's a familiar passage. Jesus comes walking on the water and Peter goes out to meet him. There's something about this passage that I always found puzzling. There they are, the apostles are being thrown about on the sea to the point that they are fearful for their very lives. And here comes Jesus walking on the water. What would be the reaction that we might have if we were in the boat? Well, I don't know about you, but to me it seems likely that if the apostles see Jesus coming, their response would be something more like, "Lord, if it is you, get over here and get in the boat. Lord, if it's you, fix this. Can't you see we're in trouble here? Lord, do something." That would seem to be a normal reaction. But Peter does something very different. And we can't overemphasize the importance of this. This really is, I think, one of the key moments in all of Scripture. When Peter sees Jesus on the water, his response is, "Lord, if it's you, bid me come out on the water with you." Why does he say that? I think, and this is why this moment is so key, I think Peter, when he sees Jesus, for the first moment he gets the glimpse, "Lord, if it's you, I want to do that too. If it's you, Lord, I want to walk on the water too. I want to be like you." That's why that's so key. That is ultimately the key to the whole of Christian life. Lots of people saw Jesus, like we even hear in our gospel today, and they were astounded by the signs that he did. "Lord, we want what you can do for us. Lord, we want you to heal the sick. We want to touch the tassel of your cloak." That's a beautiful response to Jesus. We want what he can do for us. But Peter has this unique response, not, "Lord, I want you to fix our problems. I want you to calm the sea." It's as if all that just pauses for a moment. And Peter, for a brief moment, forgets all about the storm and the boat and the sea that's about to consume them. And in that moment of enlightenment, in that pause, he says, "Lord, I want to be like you. I want to do what you do." There is the great key of the Christian life. All of us are called to look at Jesus and say, "I want to be like that. I want to be Jesus. I want to do what he did." When people look at me, I want them to be able to see Jesus. That's our mission as Christians. You know, Jesus only lived in a fixed period of time on this earth. And there's only really about 3 years of his public ministry that we can look at and say, what did Jesus do in this situation? And what kind of person was Jesus? But God means for us to know much, much more about our Lord. This is why the saints are so special to us. When we look at the saints, we canonize them precisely because when we look at the saints, we get a glimpse into the person of Jesus. You know, Jesus never became a 70-year-old man. And perhaps we might wonder, what would Jesus have been like as a 70-year-old man? Well, I think if we look at St. John Vianney, the Curé of Ars, we can look and say, that's what Jesus would probably be like as a 70-year-old man. That's why he is a saint, and that's why he's so revered as a saint. People in the thousands came to the little town of Ars, France, to see this humble priest who, in the terms of the world, was of not any significance. And yet they came by the thousands. Why? They came to see Jesus. There was something about St. John Vianney that when people encountered him, they knew they were encountering the Lord. It's said that he heard confessions for 11 hours a day in the winter and 16 hours a day in the summer. That's what Jesus would be like as a 70-year-old priest. That's why we honor the saints. They show us about Jesus. That is not just the mission of the saints in heaven, that is our mission too. On earth, we are called to be another Christ. When people look at us, they should see Jesus. This mission to be another Christ, an alter Christus, is particularly the mission of the priest. And that is why St. John Vianney is the patron of all parish priests. That is why we honor him today, and we have this year of the priest to mark the 150th anniversary of his death. As we look to St. John Vianney, we pray that all of us might be an image of Christ, that we might look to Jesus and say, I want to be like that. I want to do what Jesus did. I want to be another Christ for the world. That when people look at us, they might get a glimpse into the life and person of Jesus.